This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, we're about to get into our question of the day. What's the most embarrassing time you tapped out? Shout out to Anthony Richardson. But on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610, somebody texted in and said, can we give Caserio a little bit of credit for trading for the Vikings' second-round pick, which is now looking like a late pick, and, you know, sending that away in that trade? I think absolutely.
He definitely get the credit.
Absolutely.
Like, I think he rolled the dice because he ain't had to do that. I think that's a good roll of the dice.
Kind of like trading that Browns pick, the first-round Browns pick.
Yeah.
Which ended up being That was smart.
Yeah, Casero, there's quite a few moves around the edges that you can give him a lot of credit for.
Yeah.
It's a game of margins in the way that I view it, man. Like, the game becomes real marginal at the highest echelons of this, and so you got to take advantage of the margins, and it seems like Caserio has done it in that way, so I didn't want to give him that credit. As it came in on the text line, you also get involved on the text line, the 5-Hour Energy fan line, that is, 713-572-4610. Because Anthony Richardson, there's been a lot of conversation about him tapping his helmet, coming out of the game, and letting Joe Flacco hand the football off because he said he was tired.
Yeah.
Will Anderson on Kicking It with Kunkel. Will Kunkel of Fox 26 sat down with Will Anderson and asked him about that. And this was Will Anderson's take on it.
Have you ever seen a quarterback go like this?
Never.
Bro, never. So what goes, did you notice it?
I didn't notice it until after the game and I seen the interview and he said it.
What goes through your mind when he does that? Anthony Richardson taps his head, needs to come out, and then after the game says, like, I was just tired.
Hey, I think it's just a testament to the defense, man.
Yeah.
And how we were pressuring them and how we had them running around. And I feel like that was the whole thing. They was talking about, like, he hasn't been sacked much. And we was like, we got to change that today. Like, this got to be something different. And I feel like everybody took that as a challenge.
Shout out to him.
Very tactful.
Shout out to him. You know, and look, it's tasteful, one, but then also it's a great way to then give yourself credit as opposed to, like, talking about that dude. Because in that moment, why talk about him? You done already faced him. You're done with him for the season because you ain't seen him in the playoffs. Absolutely not. So at that point, well, it's because we was killing him. We was getting after his keister, right?
Yeah.
Which they were. They were. I don't know if that's the exact reason why he tapped out. But it did give us an opportunity to ask, what was the most embarrassing time that you
time out. No, thank you. I'm good.
Shout out to the 346 who went ahead and took the easy layup. They said in bed.
Yeah. I'm about to say you can leave those stories out.
Leave those
out,
man. Yeah. I have a very embarrassing one that I've never even told you two guys.
Uh-oh.
So it happened very recently, and I'm actually I'm not ashamed that I tapped out. Remember when I got invited to the Jose Canseco?
Oh no!
Oh, home run derby.
No!
I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, I conveniently never mentioned this. Oh my gosh, it was so embarrassing. So I get there, and they had asked me to participate in the home run derby.
Yeah,
I think I mentioned it on there.
Yeah, you did.
I think I mentioned it on there. I'm like, cool, I'll go out there.
I forgot that was happening.
So I went out. It was last month. So I went out there, and there's Canseco. And I thought it was just a bunch of celebrity, you know, bums like me, and media celebrity, air quotes, bums like me. It's Canseco, Johnny Manziel, Antonio Brown, a couple of former big leaguers. And they said, so I'm kind of just hanging out. It was really cool, all that stuff. And they say, you want to hit? I'm like, I'm good.
Oh, come on.
I'm just going to hang out right here. Because there was a crowd, man. There was a big crowd. And I actually did a home run derby about 15, 20 years ago. The Astros had one. And I was, you know, I was feeling I did okay. I didn't win it. But, I mean, you know, I didn't embarrass myself. Knocked some, you know, out. They had the little softball fence, you know, kind of in at Minute Maid. I'm like, all right, I think I knocked one out and hit the fence a couple of times. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. And I went out there, Canseco knocked some so far.
Well, like, yeah. What the? He's supposed to do that.
Like, so far. They said, you can just hang out here and cover it and talk to the guys. Or if you want to hit, you can hit. I said, I'm good.
When's the next time? When's the next time you get to participate?
The fifth of never.
Who all did you talk to out there?
Just chat. You know, everybody's kind of talking behind the cage and all that stuff.
Did you talk to Antonio Brown?
I did not talk to Antonio Brown. You know,
CTESPN?
He had a big crowd around him.
Dang, man.
Yeah, shouted out.
Did he give you crack the other day?
Said hello to, no, he did not. And I chatted a little bit with Manziel.
Is he eligible for crack?
And I am not eligible. And Canseco and... But I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm just going to enjoy the event right here. Oh, Lord. It's embarrassing.
I'm so disappointed.
It's embarrassing and disappointing, but I'm not embarrassed. I did it.
I'm embarrassed enough for you. Yeah. And this is embarrassing. I know that sometimes I don't deliver on these, but I am embarrassed about this. When I was playing select soccer my youth. Select soccer, right? I was a goalkeeper, right? I felt very good about that, right? And so if you're a goalkeeper, you have a good amount of responsibility, stopping shots, obviously, but you know, organizing defense, a lot of things. Except there was one responsibility that I did not take on, which was goal kicks.
You didn't do that?
I was one of those goalkeepers that let one of my defenders come and kick the ball for me.
Oh. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, you didn't want to go over the net.
I
missed the ball.
Well, no, not penalty kick.
Oh, the goal kick. Oh, the goal kick.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The goal kick.
Yeah, so when the obviously like.
Come on, man.
I don't know. I felt like I wasn't good at passing. Or wasn't great at passing, so I let other people handle it.
That's part of the job. That's a big part of the job.
That's the embarrassing part, Don.
That's a big part of
Thank you
of
for
the
acknowledging
job.
That's the embarrassing part. Yes, I was a great shot stopper. I could, you know, I was good at communicating with my defense. I just didn't feel all that confident with my leg necessarily, and
when it comes to actually kicking the ball.
Yeah, yeah. So I was maybe not the fullest of a goalkeeper. I understand.
Yeah, this one was embarrassing. It kind of show you how washed up I am too. So me working out, like I'm trying to get ramped back up to working out, and I decided to get on the treadmill. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get on the treadmill. I'm gonna run for like 30 minutes straight. I'm gonna just, you know, not a strong sprint and
just
like
go.
That. Just, you know. Man, I lasted like 2 minutes.
That's right.
And I was just like, nah, this cool.
It's cool.
It's cool. I do a slow little jog or a slow little walk.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I can't run 30 minutes straight like that. And I did the same thing at the park. I'm like, you know what? I'm at a park, so I'm going to have to, you know, try to, you know, get in the groove there. Nope, about 30, 45 seconds. I'm like, nah, I just walk around and just look at the scenic view.
You know how I know I'm going to tap out when I'm working out? When I start thinking, do I really need abs? Like, what do abs do for you?
Are abs overrated?
Yeah, say abs are overrated. Some other things that come in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. They said that they tapped out this past Sunday at the tailgate. Them shots got the best of me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I have slowed down after week two with with the Bears being out there. And I had
six shots
and three drinks.
Yeah.
I definitely been slowing down. Although this past week I kind of got that feel where I was like, man, I need to rev this back up. I might slow down a little too far. Some other ones that came out, the 3-4-6, they said they were an outfielder. They had a head coach that told the coach that he played second and went about how well you thought it. Ball got hit to him and all of a sudden he lost his hands, couldn't pick up the ball.
The ball finds you.
Yeah,
the
it ball does finds find you. I don't know how that happens. What's the tap out part of it? Because that just feels like you missed the play. Yeah. Did you decide that, hey guys, I'm not playing second no more? Is that what happened? Did you have to go tell coach that no, I don't want to do that anymore?
Yeah.
Some other tap out situations. Okay, I don't know if I can say that. Although, did We did say leave the bedroom situations
caught
out of there.
Caught a cramp. Yeah. Let's just say caught a cramp.
But someone did say they caught a cramp. And you know what? I'm not mad at you for saying
who
that.
Who hasn't?
We gotta, yeah, but usually, yeah. Don't you try and you fight through the adversity?
You power through.
Try and
through.
Fight through the adversity.
You power
you know?
Through.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and then at the end, you go get yourself some electrolytes,
yes.
some potassium to try and, but you know, you gotta finish the play.
Eat a
right?
banana.
Anthony
eat a
Richardson
banana.
Finished the play.
Yeah.
Shout
tapped out,
out
man.
That's
man.
Fair. Tapped out of Purview homecoming past the weekend. Oh, well, that's, I look, I ain't mad at you. I heard some stories about PV homecoming. Y'all mm-hmm. y'all was cutting up.
Now, it was one time I tapped out. I decided, I'm like, you know what? Let's. I told the wife, I'm like, let's go out. Let's hit the town.
Oh, boy.
Let's
oh,
go to a spot. Man,
9 p.m., right?
First of all, got there early, so the DJ wasn't even set up yet.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, oh, man, this is a bad sign. By, I want to say about 9:45,
yep,
10.
Yep, yep.
I'm like, yeah, that's about good. We got our little drinks. We ate. We full. I'm like, yep, time to go.
But here's the thing, Fig. Ain't nothing embarrassing about that, man.
No.
Just,
no.
Look, why are we out for it? Home is real comfortable.
Yeah.
And I got somewhere to be in the morning.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah. And I got to that age. If this place ain't got no chairs,
yeah.
no menu, don't invite me there, man. Like, I'm not going to no bar with no food or or nowhere to sit.
Yeah. No,
that's ridiculous.
Is ridiculous.
Oh, this is a great one that comes in. This will be the last one we do in the segment, but keep sending those in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. I'll try and sprinkle them in throughout the show. They said they were helping their 10-year-old son with math. Got to number 6. It was too hard. I said they didn't have this when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Tapped out big time.
Yeah.
You are not the only one.
No,
yeah,
you're not.
They is steady changing the math rules and all that stuff, too.
Yeah. What do you think the answer is? Right?
What happened to please excuse
oh, I
my
know
dear
it.
Aunt Sally?
Oh, I know. I want to see you work.
Yeah, I want to see you work.
Yeah.
The one that I would do is like, they ain't give you no book. Where's your book?
Yeah.
Let me see your book. Let me see if
you're going through every page.
They'd have changed up. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not that no more, Duke.
Yeah, where did Aunt Sally go? I need to talk to Aunt Sally about this because I don't know what's happening. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's one of those points in the week that everybody looks forward to. We got our guy Brandon Scott coming in, and we'll start by going around the NFL. Talk about a local legend getting an award that Lopez helped present her. We'll talk to that. We'll talk about that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.